Lord, in this sanctuary. You're here, Lord, in every living room, every bedroom, every office, every car. Lord, with those who are joining with us, with your church worldwide, some joining us later, Heavenly Father, across this universe. Lord, we want to say that, Lord, your presence is manifest. We acknowledge that, Lord, we are only able to come into your presence by the blood of Christ, by the grace, amazing grace. So, Lord, today, as we acknowledge your presence, as we desire your presence, oh, would you be manifest? Would you come and have your way in our midst? Would you speak to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord? Amen. Let's celebrate the Lord with a clap offering of praise. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, church is a spiritual thing. If you do not engage your spirit, you might as well have slept. Praise the name of the Lord. It is important to engage your spirit in worship, to engage your heart and mind, because church is not just something we do. Church is communion with God and with his church. Praise the name of the Lord. Communion with God and his people in his presence. And therefore, it's really important that you reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Praise the name of the Lord. And you'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Now, shake somebody's hand next to you, give them a warm smile and tell them, welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Give them a warm smile. If you're watching us or joining us as you drive to work, as you are at home or at the office, we want to welcome you as well. As we share God's word, we want to ask that you feel in the presence of the Lord and feel at the right place. Amen. So this morning, we continue to think about our theme for this year. But we continue reflecting on different basics of the Christian faith. Today we'll be thinking about back to the basics of thanksgiving towards transformation. Back to the basics of thanksgiving as we go towards transformation. Because our theme for the year is we're going back to the basics and trusting God for transformation in our lives, in our families, in our ministries. We are trusting God for transformation. So back to the basics of thanksgiving. Please help me preach and tell the pastor next to you, we are talking about back to the basics of thanksgiving. Just help me preach. Tell them. Waangalie tu hata kama hamjazoeana, hata kama mpendani. Mwambie, just give them a warm smile and tell them we are thinking about back to the basics of. Joy amekosa mtu wa kumwambia. Niaje Joy, wakikosa mimi nitakuja nitakushow. When I'm preaching, you have to sit next to your friend because you're going to be talking to them for a while. If not, just make friends with the person you're sitting with. Amen. Because you're going to be speaking with them for a while. So this morning, I want us to understand that gratitude is not just a luxury. It is a basic of faith. It is a basic of faith. And let me begin by saying very honestly that if thanksgiving was a unit you took in college, if thanksgiving was a unit you took in class, I want to submit to you that many of us would be repeating it. Hello. Many of us would have a receipt. Not because we are bad people, but because life gets busy. You're chasing after the next class and the next unit. You're moving from here to there to there. Life is expensive and noisy and stressful, and rarely do we ever get the time to stop and give thanks. Isn't that something? We tend to thank God when things go well, don't we? Right? Thank God this happened and thank God that happened. We negotiate with God when things go bad, but we forget God when things are normal. What we fail to realize is that normal is already a miracle. normal is already a miracle. Wanasifiwe. Normal is already a miracle. Watch this. You're breathing without having to depend on sure oxygen. Normal is already a miracle, isn't it? You have come to church and you're in the presence of the Lord and you're in your right mind. Normal is a miracle. This morning, we are beginning a journey of preparation because on 8th of February is our big beginning of the year Thanksgiving service. And we want to begin to prepare our hearts. We want to begin to prepare our minds. We want to begin to prepare ourselves to really thank God. And that begins by thinking and reflecting about just how good God has been to us. So this will not just be a date on the calendar at, oh, Leo Church kuna Thanksgiving. It needs to be a reset of the heart. It needs to be a return to the basics of thankfulness. Praise the name of the Lord. It needs to be a statement of faith. Back to the basics towards transformation. Back to the basics of thanksgiving. One of the most forgotten basics of Christian life is thanksgiving. And I will continue repeating that. Not complaining, not comparing, not worrying, which we often tend to do, isn't it? We complain, we compare, and we worry. But thanksgiving is an important basic of the Christian life. I want us to think about a couple of things in thanksgiving, and then we'll be able to proceed. Number one, thanksgiving is a spiritual discipline. You know, there's spiritual disciplines of prayer, spiritual disciplines of reading God's word, spiritual disciplines of fasting. Thanksgiving is a spiritual discipline. It's not a mood. You know, sometimes you think, I am thankful when I feel thankful. Leo nasikia tu kushukuru. Abana, that's not thanksgiving. That's a mood. That's a feeling. I want to let you know today, thanksgiving is not a feeling. It's not a mood. It is a spiritual discipline. The Bible says, as has been read to us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. That is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances, even in the normal, even in the bad. Give thanks in all circumstances, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Notice it doesn't say give thanks when things are going well, when life is convenient. Thanksgiving, as we said, is not a feeling. It's a decision. It's an intentional decision. You have to help me preach and tell the person next to you, decide to be thankful. Just tell them, decide to be thankful. You don't have to smile to them, but just preach to them and tell them, decide to be thankful. Yes. It's a spiritual discipline. Some of us tend to say, Pastor, when things improve, I will thank God. Senior, when things improve, I will thank. But you know what God is saying? God is saying, thank God and things will improve. Are you listening to me? Thank God and things will improve. We tend to get things the other way around. We say, when things improve, I will thank God. But God is saying, thank me and things will improve. And we'll be able to see how things improve. Thanksgiving does not deny the pain in your life. Thanksgiving does not deny the difficulty in your life. Thanksgiving does not deny the difficult circumstances you're going through. Thanksgiving defies despair. That in spite of what you're going through, you have decided that you're not giving up because you know who you have believed and you are persuaded that he is able. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know whom you have believed. And you are persuaded that he is able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. Thanksgiving is not denial of reality. You're thanking God because you know God is in charge, God is in control of your life, and he has a good plan, and in his good time, everything will make sense. Praise the name of the Lord. So you may not like where you are at the moment, but you can still thank God because you know that where you are is not where you used to be. You may not have everything you want, but you have more than you deserve. Do church, when the early believers in Acts 2:42, our theme verse, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread and prayer, do you know what else was always present? Gratitude. They were thankful. They were thankful. Read Acts chapter 2. You'll see that they were thankful. Gratitude was a fuel of their faith. Gratitude was the glue that held the community together. They were so thankful, the Bible says they would sell their properties, they would sell their land and share. Sijui kama the gratitude bug has gotten to you to that point that you can share, you can sell your phone and share your money with your partner. Thanks for being honest. Gratitude was the glue that held the community together. Gratitude was the language of their worship. You cannot go back to the basics without going back to thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Hey, let's get back to the basics. Secondly, thanksgiving renews the mind and transforms the heart. Remember in Romans 12 verse 2, our other sub-theme verse or assisting theme of the year verse, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, I like to speak to you as a counseling psychologist. Today Brenda is not here. She's my fellow counselor. One of the most powerful research-based tools for emotional and mental health is gratitude. Nataka unisikie. Nataka unisikie. Nataka unielewe. One of the most powerful research-backed tools for mental health, for emotional health, is gratitude. We always say attitude is everything. Gratitude is an attitude. Praise the name of the Lord. You find two people in the same circumstance. One is miserable, the other one is elated. Because the problem is not the situation you're in, it is the mindset. That is why Paul is saying, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind is thankfulness in your heart. It is the way you look at life. Praise the name of the Lord. You find somebody who is so blessed, but so miserable because they cannot see what God has done. I will repeat this. And if you learn this at a young age, because most of you are young, one of the most powerful research-based tools for emotional and mental health is gratitude. Thankfulness. Praise the name of the Lord. You want to live a long, happy, healthy, happy life? Be grateful. Be thankful. Grateful people sleep better. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? Grateful people sleep better. Because you see, it's all about focus. Some are focusing on what they don't have and they are miserable. How will you see? And life is miserable. Grateful people sleep better because they look at what God has given me. Oh, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you that I'm healthy. Thank you that I'm not sick. Thank you for my family. Thank you that I have this bed to sleep. Thank you that I had a meal to eat. Thank you for this beautiful sunny day. And somebody sleeps happy. Grateful people are healthier emotionally and mentally. Grateful people are less stressed. Hello? Grateful people are less stressed. You know why church is so important? You know why knowing God is so important? Because God has prepared such a place for you to hear God's word and to be renewed in your mind. Those of you who stay home, those who don't come to church, those who don't invite people, they live their lives stressed because they cannot be renewed by gratitude and not be stressed because the mind is renewed. In psychology, we say the seed of everything is a thought. A positive thought yields a positive emotion. Are we together? A positive emotion leads to a positive action. A positive action leads to a positive habit. The same thing, a negative thought, negative feeling. So why are you having negative feelings? Because initially you have negative thoughts. Is gratitude a positive or a negative thought? Talk to me. It's positive, isn't it? Yes. Grateful people sleep better. Grateful people are less stressed. Grateful people forgive faster. Grateful people complain less. Praise the name of the Lord. Grateful people worship deeper. Complaining rewires your brain for negativity. Are we together? When you are a complainer, you rewire your... Are you listening to me? You rewire your brain. Happiness is within you. It's within your choices. If you choose to be renewed by in your mind by going back to the basic of gratitude. Are we together? Tuko pamoja? Thanksgiving rewires your brain for negativity. You see everything wrong with everything around you. The worst partners you can have in life, the worst friendships, the worst marriages are people who are not thankful, because they will look for everything negative about you. Complaining rewires your brain to see the negative. Thankfulness rewires your brain to see the positive, to see hope. Tuko pamoja? This is important. That's why I'm emphasizing it. Some people are not stressed because life is hard. They are stressed because they have trained their minds to notice only what is missing. What have you trained your mind to do? To notice the good or to just notice what is missing in your life? When you thank God, you shift your focus. You shift your perspective. Your faith rises. You stop asking, why me? And you start declaring, if God has brought me this far, nimetoboa mpaka sasa, I will make it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what transformation is. Your mind being renewed to see things the way God sees them. The way God sees them. To see hardship the way God sees it. To see every circumstance in your life the way God sees it. Transformation begins in the mind. And it is sustained by gratitude. Number three. See, thanksgiving is remembering what God has already done. The psalmist, as was read to us by, I think it was Kevin. The psalmist in Psalm 116 verse 12 says, what shall I return to the Lord for his goodness to me? What shall I render? What shall I render to Jehovah? I wonder if we ever ask ourselves that question, what can I do just to show God how grateful I am? Because when you remember what God has done, you cannot remain stingy. You cannot remain quiet. You cannot remain miserable. When you remember what God has done, you cannot remain casual. Praise the name of the Lord. When you think about the things you have survived, how far God has brought you, you realize God's not done with you. Many of us are quiet testimonies, sitting there, not being able to express or not just sharing with us what God has brought you through life. Maybe we need to have testimony Sundays when we don't come and hear the word. We just allow you to come and say what God has done for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Some of us are walking miracles, pretending to be normal. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to hear those miracles so that we can be encouraged. You went through sickness, but you're here. You went through loss, but you're standing. You went through financial drought, but you are not buried. Could you imagine if God proactively, retroactively charged us for everything he has done? Ile kitu yote Mungu amefanya na kucharge. You know, sort of the way like either a lawyer or what, a doctor. Yeah, amekutreat sasa na ku. Consultation charges up. What if God did that for every accident he blocked you from, he saved you from, for every sickness he healed you, for every trap that he helped you escape, for every tear he wiped, what if he charged us? Many of us would have to take a loan, a bank loan, to pay our thanksgiving, isn't it? Yes. psalmist says, I will lift up the cup of salvation. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord. Thanksgiving is not only spoken, it is expressed. It is expressed. When was the last time you expressed your thankfulness to God? It is an expression. Number four, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. When gratitude costs something. Hebrews 13 verse 15, the Bible says, it speaks of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice. I wonder why we don't often think about that word, sacrifice. I think parents use that word a lot. Do you know how I have sacrificed for you? Unajua vile nimejinyima. Why don't we think about that when we are giving to God a sacrifice? Because we tend to give to God what remains. Or we tend to give God tips. Mecheki umeenda pale umesaviwa, alafu, because Joy has served you so well, or my sister, what's your name? Pauline has served you so well. Let's say she's a server there. You leave her a tip. And usually a tip is what percentage of the bill? Tujue watu wa etiquette hapa. A good tip is what percentage of the bill that you've paid? Mwadhani, we are not tippers. It should be 15% of your bill. Right? So kama umelipa 1,000, 15% of 1,000 ni watu wa hesabu? Is it 150? Is it? Yes. That is the tip you should give. So watu wengine hapa tunapea Mungu tip. Na yota kuna wengine wafikishi yo tip. Because if we gave God 15% of what he has done for us. Hello? Do we give a sacrifice of thanksgiving? Are we able to say like your parent, do you know how much I've sacrificed to pay your fees? Do you know how much I've sacrificed to feed you? Why do we say we give a sacrifice of thanksgiving? And it's not a sacrifice. It's not even a tip. It is pocket change. The Bible speaks of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. A sacrifice is not what is left over. A sacrifice is not what you feel. I mean, a sacrifice needs to pinch. Tuko pamoja? A sacrifice needs to pinch because unajinyima ili uoneshe upendo. Hivyo ndio mzazi anafanya, sivyo? Anasema mtoto wangu atasoma the best school. Mtoto wangu atavaa kiatu. Mtoto wangu, because anakupe. Who do we sacrifice for God? Ukishindwa kusema amen, sema help me God. Hey, you either say amen or say help me God. Kama umejikuta umekuwa ukitoa ile imebaki, hujakuwa ukisacrifice. Mwambie Mungu nisaidie. If you give and you don't feel it, it's not a sacrifice. It's a tip, and it may not even be a tip. It may be pocket change. David said, I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. Thanksgiving that does not cost you something has not reached heaven. Because God is talking about a sacrifice of thanksgiving. What shall I render to Jehovah? I will give a sacrifice. A sacrifice. Are you able to say that like that parent? Unajua vile nimejinyima. Unajua vile nimejinyima. Because that's a sacrifice. That's an expression of love that your parent has expressed. What is your expression of love to God? What is your sacrifice? Thanksgiving that does not cost you something has not reached heaven yet. Hear me well, any church that is not thankful is not a church that is spiritually deep. Our sacrifices do not buy blessings. Our sacrifices respond to God's blessings. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. We don't give to be loved by God. We give because we are loved by God. Amen? Yes. Giving is not God trying to take from you. Rather, it is God trying to free you. Free you from fear. Fear of is trying to free you from greed. Mine, 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 mine. God is trying to free you from the illusion that it is you who provides for yourself. Because that's an illusion. It is not you who provides for yourself. It is God who provides for you. Number five, we need to prepare our hearts and our hands for thanksgiving. Our hearts and our hands. Our hearts to be truly thankful. Our hands to be truly generous. On 8th of February, we come as a parish, as we usually do every year at the beginning of the year. We come to offer, we come to the altar to offer thanksgiving. And the church will gather to dedicate the year to the Lord. We'll be coming to say, Lord, before the year goes very far, because before the pressures of life are too much, we want to thank you for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. But preparation must begin now. For it to be a sacrifice, preparation must begin now. For it not just be pocket change or a tip, preparation must begin now. We need to be asking God, you've done so much for me, what can I render to Jehovah? What can I render to Jehovah for what he has done? You don't prepare thanksgiving on Saturday night when you're coming to church on Sunday. You prepare prayerfully and reflection, and you plan as you say, thank you, God, for what you've done for me. And so this week, ask yourself, what has God done for you? What has God done for your family? Protection, sustenance, eating, clothing, shelter. Normal is a miracle. Normal is a miracle. Are you thankful for the normal in your life? Where has God protected you silently? Hata ukujua, ulikuwa unafuatwa na watu wa geta, Mungu tu akakulinda. Majambazi wa visu walikuwa wamekufuata, Mungu tu akawakataza. Praise the Lord. What breakthroughs did God take you through? The Lord is calling us to learn gratitude. The Lord is calling parents to teach our children gratitude. The Lord is calling couples to thank God together. The Lord is calling singles not to postpone your thanksgiving until you're married, but rather to thank the Lord in whatever normal circumstances you are in. As you prepare your thanksgiving offering, the Lord is challenging us that it should be planned, it should be intentional, it should be prayerful, it should reflect your gratitude. Six, thanksgiving builds a generous, transformed church. We are trusting God to go back to the basics towards transformation. Thanksgiving builds a generous, transformed church. When the early church was grateful, generosity flowed naturally. Can you just imagine? These people would sell their belongings. Unasele ile moringa yako unapenda Paulo, unasema, siezi peleka hii moringa kama fulani hawana kitu ya kukula. That was the church. That was how generous people are. Is that the norm today? The norm today is that, watu wanashinda wakinieka kwa WhatsApp groups. Unaanza kublock watu. Unaanza kufanya nini? Utaki usumbuliwe. May the Lord change us and transform us. Because grateful churches are generous churches. Grateful Christians are generous Christians. Praise the name of the Lord. Grateful people don't need pressure to give. Hey, hawahitaji ile pressure ati umehubiriwa ukawekwa mkono hapo ukafanywa hivi. Now I have to give. Mkono imewekwa wapi? No. Grateful people don't need pressure to give. Grateful people look for opportunities to give. They look for opportunities. Lord, how can I wash? How can I give? How can I be a blessing? A thankful church is a joyful church. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. It's a joyful church. A generous church is a powerful church. In 2026, the Lord is calling us, St. Helens, the Lord is calling us English Service, that we need to be a grateful church, a transformed church, thankful church, a joyful church, a powerful church. A transformed church is one that has gone back to the basics of thanksgiving. This year, we don't need to be louder in our prayers, but we need to be deeper in our gratitude. We don't need bigger plans. Rather, we need softer hearts. We don't want transformation without thanksgiving, because gratitude is the soil where transformation grows. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A grateful heart is a joyful heart, is a happy heart. As the year begins, we are still in the first month, and we will be having our Thanksgiving early in the second month of this year. Before the year runs ahead of us, before the responsibilities pile up, before the pressures return, before we are now helter-skelter into 2026, the Lord is calling us to pause, calling us just pause, and to remember just how good God has been to us. God is just calling us to take time to thank God. Not because everything is perfect, but because God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. In 2 Sundays' time, when we come, God is calling us to come with grateful hearts, to come with renewed minds, to come with generous hearts. Now I pray that our thanksgiving will become the foundation of our transformation in St. Helens this year. The psalmist continues to ask, what shall I return to the Lord for his goodness to me? I pray that your answer to that question will glorify the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much. I'll request we all stand. We stand together with Christians throughout the centuries and throughout the world today to affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. Together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate of the Virgin Mary